Okay, let's get into today's jam-packed daf. That is Gittin daf Mem Aleph. A lot of major topics that come up today. And we will start with the Mishnah on Mem Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, as we continue talking about issues of Avadim, Eved sha'aso rabo apotiki la'acherim. An Eved that makes... his master makes him an aputiki. What is an aputiki? So the Ritva says here that there are three types of aputikis in halacha. Aputiki is from the language potehekai. Here it is. There's some type of designation. That's what an aputiki is. But what type of designation? Says the Ritva Vatlasa Dini Ninu. There are three dinim. Aputiki stam, aputiki mefuresh, umashkanta. What does that mean? Aputiki mefuresh, says the Ritva, is where somebody designates a certain item that he's going to pay back a loan from. This is where you are going to get paid back from. This is what I'm going to give you. This piece of land, this eved, this item, this is what I'm going to pay you back with. And if that is the case, that's the most extreme aputiki. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It is an example of an aputiki, and neither of them could retract. Meaning, if the malveh wants to get paid back from something else, he cannot. This was already part of the agreement. And if the loveh chooses, I don't want to give this, I want to give something else, I really want this now, he can't change either. And if shatfa nahar, if the whole field is flooded, then he loses. Hipset chovo, sheinach rayuso, ela ala, this is it. And if he sells it, it's not sold, because it is belongs to the malveh already somewhat. That's aputiki mefurish. Then you have an aputiki stam, which is where it just says aputiki. That means this is where you're going to get paid back from, but not to the exclusion of anything else. If you want to get paid back for something else, that's fine too. I just give a loose designation on a certain item. Achra yusu al kol nechasav, vim shatfo nar yigve chovo mishar nechasav, mi afil lo shatfo nar yachol ligvos mikarka acher kedin. Right, there's much flexibility. This is just a, you know, this is where you could get paid back from, but it could go elsewhere as well. And then you have the third. Why didn't I say extreme before? Because this might be the extreme, depending how you look at it. Mashkanta. What's mashkanta? Where the lova already allows the malve to eat from the field. Achal peire. He gives here, you're going to get payback from this, and here it is already. He didn't pay it back yet, but until he pays back, and you got to work out the ribbis issues, that it's not ribbis, he's not going to give him the amount that he's going to eat, plus the loan, you got to work that out, but that's what's called mashkanta. The question is mashkanta treated like an aputiki stam, like an aputiki mefurish? The Ritva here goes into that as well. But at least in terms of categorization, those are the three categories of aputiki. So, says the Mishnah now again, Ha Eved, Sha'asoa Rabba Aputiki, La'acherim, an Eved that the master is a lover, the master borrows money from someone, and the Eved is an Aputiki, he's going to pay him back from this Eved. And then, Vishikru, and then the master goes, turns around, and frees his Eved. So then, what is the halacha? I'm already tipping the hand to one of the pshatim the Gemara is going to give, because it's not clear exactly who is Meshachver, but the pasha seems like the master is Meshachver, the owner. Shuras Adin Eina Eved Chayiv Klum. Me'ikar Adin, the Eved is Chayiv to do nothing. What does that mean? Why should an Eved be Chayiv in anything? So we'll see. Ela Bebnei Tikkun Olam, but because of the Tikkun Olam, as this parak is about, Kofen is Rabo Ve'oso Oso Ben Chorin. We force the master and make him into a Ben Chorin. Vakosef shtar al damav, and he, very unclear, who's the he writes a shtar on the value of the Evan. The whole mission is unclear. Rashi says we have to wait for the Gemara. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Kosev El Meshachver. No, he, whoever the he is, doesn't write it, but the one who freed the Eved writes it. So, who are all these pronouns? So, the Gemara is going to quote two different interpretations of how to understand the Mishnah. Eved Shasoa Abba Butiki Vishichero. Mi Shichero. Who freed the Eved? We're talking, all we know so far is that the master of an Eved makes the Eved an apotiki for the malveh, for the loan that he has taken. And then somebody frees him. So who frees him? So this is going to be a machlokas between Rav and Ula. So number one, Amar Rav. Rav says, Rabo Rishon, as you would have thought. Reuven has an Eved. Reuven borrows money from Shimon. Reuven declares the Eved and Aputiki. Reuven is Meshachra the Eved. He declares the Eved and Aputiki, but then he's Meshachra the Eved. Amar Rav, Rabo Rishon. So what's the halacha in this case? So there's an indirect damage caused by Ruvain because he was Meshachre the Apotiki. So Shuras Adin says the Mishnah, Ein Eved Chayev Klum, Lo Rabo Sheini. Really, an Eved is Chayev nothing. An Eved does not go to the Rabo Sheini anymore, even though he was an Apotiki, because the Rabo Rishon freed him. And we know the rule of Rava, Kidda Rava. To Amar Rava, as Rava says in six places in Shas, Hekdish Chametz V'Shechur Mafki and Midei Shibud. If somebody is Makdish in Apotiki, if Chametz comes, if I'm supposed to pay back a loan to a non-Jew and then Pesach comes, or as Meshachver, that uproots the Shibud, that uproots, even if you have a very strong approach to Shibud, as we've spoken about in the past, Miksas Kinyan, it already is somewhat belongs to the Malveh, doesn't matter. These three processes, Hektish, Chametz, and Shichur, uproot. So here, the Shichur worked. The master designated the Eved, but he freed him. See, he's not a good guy, but the Eved really owes nothing to the Rabo Sheni. Ela, b'reitikana olam, but because we care for the Eved, shema yimse'enu bashuk, v'yomer lo avdiata, maybe this Rabo Sheni will meet the Eved in the shuk and say, hey, you're my Eved, even though he's not really his Eved, because the Rabo Rishon already freed him. But this might cause people to start talking, as we'll see in a second. Bez Hashem, yomer lo avdiata, kofetes Rabo Sheni, v'oso sebed charib. So we just force the second Rav, you know what, give a star shichur. Really, he's free. Really, you have no claims to him. But you know what? Just so that in the future you don't cause any problems with any kind of rumors, give him a star shichur v'ososo ben chorim. And then once he does that, v'kosiv eved star aldamav, the eved then gives the second master, we'll call him Shimon in our case, a star aldamav, because lamaisa, the eved benefited off of the Rabo Sheni. The Rabo Sheni is not getting anything now. So he gives him a little bit, gives him the shtar, not for the whole loan, but shtar al dama. Reb Shimon, and then how do you understand the second day? Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eina Eved Kosev, El Meshachar Kosev. The Eved didn't do anything. The Eved's an object. How, in this case, meaning he's just passive totally. So the Eved doesn't write anything. The Meshachrer, meaning the Rabo Rishon, has to write a shtar to the Rabo Sheni, because he was the one that caused him damage. He was Mazik Hishibud. And that's why the Gemara ends up saying, but my Kamiflagi, so according to this whole pshat of the Mishnah, Rav's pshat, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? B'mai Kamiflagi, B'mazik Shibudo Shachavir Kamiflagi. If somebody is Mazik, the Shibud of their friend, that's the Shaila. If I'm Mazik you directly, that's a Pasuk in the Torah, right? If somebody, if my Shor is Mazik you, if my, all the Psukim in Parsha Mishpatim, that's before Psukim. Interestingly, this is the first Sugi in Baba Kama. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to damage. It just says, if you damage, you have to pay. Interesting why the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says don't steal. The Torah says don't wound. The Torah says don't kill. The Torah never says don't damage. Al tazik or lo tazik. So where's the source for that in the Torah? The Torah just says that if you damage, you have to pay. But we don't know for sure whether if you damage indirectly the sugyas of Grama, the sugyas of Garmi, and here the sugya of Mazik Shibudo Shachavero. I damage the designated property of yours, but it's not fully yours yet. So that's the machlokas of the Mishnah, the Bar Savar Chayev. One opinion, Rav Shimon Gamliel says Chayev, and that's why the Lover, the first master, has to write the Shtar here. Umar Savar Pater, and it Ranami, Hamazik Shibudo Shachavero, Banal Machlokas, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Virabanan. So that is all pshat number one in the Mishnah. First, let's focus on a detail here, and then we'll generalize. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, V'yomer lo avdiata, what's the chshash? We make the second master. We make Shimon write the shtar, because maybe he's going to meet the Eved in the street and start calling him an Eved and cause problems. Cause problems for who? Rashi says, V'yotzi laz al banav. He'll be mostly laws on the children, because if he's still an Eved, so it's going to cause problems for the children. What kind of problems for the children? Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here in the Gilyan HaShas. Kashali, Hakai Malan de Eved, Abba Bas Yisrael, Avlad Kasher. What's Rashi talking about? Even if he is an Eved, that does nothing to the children. The children, if he marries a Bas Yisrael, the children are fine. Ella says the Gilyan HaShas, maybe because they're Pugum. They're Pagam Lekahuna. They're not Mamzerim. They're not Goyim. But they're Pagam Lekahuna. Okay, they're tainted somewhat. But then the Gilyan HaShas wonders, without answering it, why does Rashi say this? Why doesn't he just say the Pashtus? That we're worried about the status of the Eved, not the status of the children. But Lamai Nakat Rashi Banav Lo Kipshuto. The Yotzi Laz Alav Shepasa Lava Bakal. To Eved Umay Ume Banamimenu. doesn't answer the question, right, why does Rashi not say the pshat? So often, not always, but often, if you look in the Chidushim of Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the daf, he'll ask the same question that he asks in Liguyin HaShas, then he'll give an answer there. Give an answer. See, here too, he has an answer in parentheses there. He says, Ve'efshar, maybe Rashi says this because if the worry was just about him, then we would just say, you know, when the laws comes up, then Besen will force the master to give the Shtar Shechur. But when it comes to children, we would demand it now. So maybe that's the difference. The Efshar, the Savar Rashi, the Kishach Shash, Machmas Laz, Atzmo, Oz, Kishayotzi Laz, Yichtav, Lo Shechur, Avok Shach Shash, Mishum Banav, Tzorach, Lo Shachur, Tekef. Veloshana Gemara, Mash McCain, Ayin Shah. So he gives an answer to his Kasha in the Gilyan Hashas, which, he asked in the Chidushim as well. Number one. The other point to mention is the big sugya of Rava. Hekdish chametz v'shechur mafkiyah b'dei shivin. So Rashi says, always, Rashi says here in Gittin, and Rashi says in Psachim, and Rashi always says, whenever it says this line of Rava, of hekdish motzi m'dei shibud, so Rashi says there are two types of hekdish. There are two ways he can be mocked to something. Rava's din only works for one of them and not the other one. What does Rashi say here? Hektish, asa shor apotiki, ve'akdesho, kdushas haguf lamizbeach. If my ox is an apotiki to repay a loan, and then I'm mocked kdushas haguf lamizbeach. So if somebody is mocked kdushas haguf, so then that ruins the shibud. What is kedushas haguf? So we know there are two ways to be mocked to something. To give something inherent kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash, kedushas haguf, or kedushas damin, to give value to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm makdash a table. I might not mean to be makdash a table. I want to give the value of the table, like we spoke recently about if somebody's makdash themselves. Right? So you can't be makdash yourself. So it means you want to give the value. There's kedushas damim and kedushas aguf. Rashi says a number of times that Tosfos here also agrees with it that Rava's din is only by kedushas haguf, not kedushas damim. If somebody tries to be makdash damim after it's already a shibud, so then it will not work. And the question is why? And to get into that, we also note the stira in the Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Kama, on daf samach vav, on daf samach, Samagimo, right? The Gemara discusses what happens if somebody steals from Hekdish and then, I'm sorry, if somebody steals from their friend and then is Makdish it. Is that considered a sale? We know Dalad Vehei is only if Tficha u'mechira. So if somebody is Makdish something, is that called a Mechira? Then they would be Chayav Dalad Vehei. So there's a steer in the Gemara, Dafayin Vav and Dafayin Tes, I think, that the Gemara says, in one place, may karatura de ruvain, vahashtatura de ruvain. After hektish, it does not change. And the other line says, may karatura de ruvain, vahashtatura de shimon. Right? So it's a stira, just a couple of daf, pages from each other. Here it is. On daf samach vav, amad aleph. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, not on daf. Here, the Gemara talks about it on daf samach. Let me just find it for a second. Sorry, it was later on. It was here somewhere. Ayin Vavam an Aleph and Ayin Tesam an Aleph. Ayin Vavam an Aleph, the Gemara says, Meikar Tura Deruvain Vahashta Tura Deruvain. Before the Hakdashi, it belongs to Ruvain, and afterwards it also belongs to Ruvain. And here, Daf Ayin Tes, Meikar Mali Machro Lehedyot, Mali Machro Leshamayim, that it would change. So, Stira, so Tosas deals with that question, and Tosas on Daf Ayin Vav says, the Chiluk is between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Mizbeach. When it comes to Kedushas Haguf, the more inherent, extreme Kedushas, then, ironically, Meikar Tura Deruvain Vahasha Tura Deruvain. It doesn't change. While by Kedushas Damim, that's where we say Meikar Tura Deruvain Vahasha Tura Deshima. So, what's the secret? What's happening here? So, it explains Reb Chaim and the Grach Halashas, Simin Reish Mem Tes, that when it comes to, there are two different ways that are reflected here of Hakdasha. When I am Makdish something, Kedushas Haguf, it really legally remains monetarily mine. I just imbue it directly with Kedusha. I am makdish it. Memela becomes shel hektish. But not because I directly change the financial status. Kedusha's damim, how do I make it hektish? I first make it mamono shel hektish. Legally, financially. Memela, Kedusha is chal on it. That's the chilek. So that's why Damim, it's changed, and that's why that's called a mechira for dalavehe, unlike lushas aguf. And that's exactly why Rashi says here. Rashi says all over. When does the hektish mafkia midei shibud? That is where the hakdasha directly imbues it with kedusha. So that overpowers a shibud. But kedushas damim, step one is financial. So that wouldn't work. Why? Because there's already a previous financial obligation. If I owe it to so-and-so, I can't give it to the Beis HaMikdash if it's all going through the financial means, and that's why it's not going to work. And that's why Rashi, in Maseches Pesachim, when Rashi discusses that there is no Baal Yira Baal Yimatze, if you're Makdash something, if you're Makdash Chametz, that's only by Kedushas Damim, because there, halachically, it is owned by Hektish. You're still going to violate by Rabbi Yamatzi. Unbelievable. Psachim daf hayam abeis. That's what Rashi says. And it is mefurish. And also, just one other, and there are many rayas to this, but one other, the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchis Arachin in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, what if something is already Kadosh? Could you make it the other Kedusha? If something is Kedushas Damim, could you make it Kedushas Aguf? And vice versa. The Rambam says if something is Kedushas Aguf, you can make it Kedushas Damim, but not the other way. Why? Ein Adam Oser Makdish Dover She'eno Shelo. So what does that mean? So it's beautiful according to Reb Chaim. By Kedushas Damim, it's already not yours. Say Ein Adam Makdish Dover She'eno Shelo. You can't add on Kedushas Aguf. But if you have Kedushas Aguf, you can add on Kedushas Damim. Ein Adam Makdish Dover She'eno Shelo. It is yours in that case. It does not belong to Hektish. And there's a lot more, but that is that's the sugya of the two types of Kedushas. Tosfos here adds one other point on the, just to note, the second wide line. Tosfos says there should be other things on the list. Rava only has three. What about something used for a mace, tachrichin, that also, the mace is kone, or if somebody is oved, somebody makes their house an apotiki and then bows down, right? So that's also mafkian. So Tosfos says maybe that's all included in Hektish. Hektish means it's all, everything that is off limits, that's azar bana, that would all be included. Okay, that is all though. Number one, first pshat of the Gemara, Rav says, what does the Mishnah mean? If Reuven makes his Eved an Aputiki, and that's Meshachar his Eved, then the Eved is not chayiv anything to the Rav Osheni, but we force the Rav Osheni to write a shtar, a shichur, so there's no worry, and then there's a machlokas, who writes the shtar al damav? Second pshat now, Ula Amar, about the eighth line or so, Ula Amar, totally different pshat. Mi shichuro rabo sheni. When the Mishnah says that Reuven makes him an apotiki and then is meshachrer, who is meshachrer? Reuven makes an apotiki and then Shimon is meshachrer, even though Shimon really doesn't have any rights to be meshachrer yet, because he's not the owner yet. It's just leaned. There's a designation, but it's not leaned. That's exactly what the Gemara's Mishnah means. Mi shichuro rabo sheni. Who tries to be meshachrer in here? What's the case under discussion with the second master frees? Mishach Rabo Sheni. So what's the case? Reuven makes his Eved a Apotiki, and then the second master frees. So Shuras Adin, Eina Eved Chayev Klum B'mitzvos, not money. Mitzvos, Me'ikar Adin, an Eved should not be, an Eved shouldn't be Chayev in mitzvos like a free person. He's still an Eved. The second master doesn't have power over him yet. So Me'ikar Adin, the Eved is still an Eved, and therefore he's not Chayev in mitzvahs, like a Ben Chorin, Ela, Mibnei Tikkun HaOlam, Shera Yatza, Olav Shein Ben Chorin. But the problem is, the second master put a whole announcement that he's being Meshachar the Eved, even though it wasn't his, so people think he's a Ben Chorin now, so that's why he's Chayev in mitzvahs, Mibnei Tikkun HaOlam. Mibnei Tikkun HaOlam, Kofenes Rabo, he's not Chayev, but because people would think he's Chayev, that's why Kofenes Rabo Rishon. So he forced the Rabo Rishon to let him free. Va'oso so ben chorin, v'kosif shtar al dama. But the Eved writes a shtar now to for the difference between the chov and his value. Rashi says ha'ot v'mal ha'chov to the Rabo Rishon. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, eino kosev el meshachrer. What do you mean? The Eved, again, didn't do anything wrong. The meshachrer kosev. The second Rav just ruined this relationship, took away the Eved from the first, so he's the one that has to write the shtar. So, but Mike Mifligi, according to Ula, what's the machlokas about? Unlike the first pshat of Mazik Shibudo, So this was his own shibutz. So that can't be the machlokes. What's the machlokes about whether the Eved or the second Rav has to write the shtar? Behezek sheino nikar kamiflagi. The machlokes is about the sugi that comes up later on, dafnun gimel, behezek sheino nikar. If I damage, but it's not recognizable from the outside. Mar savar shmehezek, mar savar lo shmehezek. We know the machlokes that we're going to have, whether hezek sheino nikar shmehezek or not, that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. So if you say the Rav Osheni, who is Meshachrer, has to pay, that's hezek sheino nikar shmehezek, and the other opinion holds that the Eved is the one that writes it. That sugya is obviously a major topic, comes up later on, mostly, but there's an interesting machlokas Rishonim. What is the root, what's the issue of Hezek Sheino Nikar? If I say Hezek Sheino Nikar, Lav Shmei Hezek, we'll review this by the Shem in 2 weeks when we get up to that Gemara. But what's the problem? Why wouldn't you be Chayiv? Why is Hezek, so why is it Lo Shmei Hezek? So the machlokas Rishonim, two popular Shitas, and then one other one. The Re, the first daf in Bava Basra, the Re in Tosfos says that the reason that you are going to be Pater is because the Hezek literally is not visible. It's not visible, says Tosfos. Even if you see a dead insect on Taharos, who knows if the fruit were huchshar lekabel tumah, meaning according to Tosfos, let's say the fruit were wet, and then you see a dead insect on it, that would be chayif. Because hezek sheino nikar lo shmei hezek, it's only because the hezek is not recognizable from the outside. But if it is, you would be chayif. So that's one approach. But if you look in the other Rishon, if you look in Rashi later on, Daf Nun Gimel, or the Rambam, I read it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, in Hilchos Chovel Umazik, the Rambam says, Hamazik Mamon Chaveiro, Hezek She'eno Nikar, Hoel Velo Nishtane Hadavar, Velo Nifsada Tzuraso, Hareza Pater Menat HaShlumin Din Torah. Focusing on the Chefsa, since the item has not changed, its tsura has not been ruined, Pater Menat HaShlumin Din Torah. Midaraisa Pater Hezek Shinikol Hashmei Hezek. Midivrei Sofrim, we say, we're Konesim. But the Rambam and the Rashi sounds that way also. It's a din in the Chefsa, din in the item itself. That's it. Rebbe Elchanan presents the Machlokes, right? Is it a din in the Chefsa or is it a din is it a din in the chefsa being changed, or is it a din in what's nikar from the outside? If you look in the Kuntrusei Shiurim, if you ever have anything written by Rav Gusman, that's all you need. If you look in the first simon in Baba Kama, where it's all about hezek, so towards the end there, he talks about hezek sheino nikar. So his chakira is gavra versus maisa, not so much chefsa. V'yesh list tapek. Im ha'alacha de hezek sheino nikar. Hakavana shu chisaron b'shem ha'mazik. De mazik, ba'ofan she'ena hezek nikar, ein alav she'em mazik, ve'ein ze maka nefesh behema. He's not called a mazik because of this, if it's not recognizable. Abel misada hezek, ein chan chisaron, but the maisa hezek is full. O dilmar min alahefek, or maybe just the opposite. Mitzad she'em mazik, ein chan shum chisaron, de gam mazik she'no nikar, she'em mazik alav. The kala chisaron, she'no nikar, ein ela b'she'em hezek. The Maisa. And then he quotes this machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam versus the Re and Tosfos, Bavasar Daves, for his purposes as well. But then he also suggests that he has a third idea. A third idea why Hezek Sheino Nikar should be Lav Shmei Hezek, and then he quotes from the Me'iri in our Sugya. And he expands, Me'iri has one line, but he takes the Me'iri and expands upon it. And that is, your Chayef for Hezek, suggests Rav Gusman, based on this Me'iri, only if anyone would come along and realize, in Dine Mamanis, you'd be Chayiv and Hezek. But if the only reason that you damaged him is because of Isser Veheter, then maybe the Torah is never Machadesh that you should be Chayiv in Hezek in that regard. Hezek is only Dine Mamanis. What, objectively, you'd ask anybody on the street and say, was this damaged? Yeah, it was damaged. You see, it's ruined. It's burned up, something. But there shouldn't be a connection, suggests this shita, between Isser Veheter, between Yaradeya and Choshe Mishpat, to say it that way. Ema hezek talui b'dine Isser Veheter o mitzvah satorah, d'dine mamadis v'nezikin l'chud, v'dine isurim u'mitzvahs l'chud. Uparshas nezikin lo nemra el b'makam, shebelo, when do you say nezek? Only in a place shebelo d'ine Isser, without the Isser, gamkin yeshno nezek, b'dine mamadis l'chud. Right, you have to separate. Would this be a problem with d'ine mamadis? If it is, then you'd have to pay. But in a place where it's only problem because of the Isser, because you were matameid, because you bowed down to it, because you did something like that to it, so then that is hezek she'eino nikar, and that's why it would be lo shmei hezek according to that opinion. Okay, that's a big topic, but we'll, Beis Hashem, leave it for now and come back, Beis Hashem, in a couple weeks. Says the Gemara. So we've had two pshatim, what the pshat of the Gemara is, Rav or Ula. Ula, my time alo amar karav. Now we continue the Gemara. Why doesn't Ula hold like Rav? Why doesn't he say like the first pshat, which seems like more, like who would be the meshachrer, right? It would be the first Eved, first Adon, Amalacha, Sheni, Rabo Karislei. Why? What's his problem? Because later on you force the Rabbo to write a Mishtar. What do you mean Rabbo? The second master is not his master. So that's why I don't want to say that pshat. The Rav my time alo amar kula. Why doesn't Rav say like Ula? Or Malacha, Sheini Mishachrer Karislei. The problem is that he, according to your pshat, Ula, the Mishachrer, how can he be a Mishachrer? He doesn't own him yet. So they're both bothered by the language. Period. Itmar. Once we're on the topic of apotiki, ha'oseh sadeyu apotiki la'acherim, v'shatva nahar. Somebody makes their apotiki, their field in apotiki, and then the river floods it, right? Nistachva sadeyu. Ami Shapir Noah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, unusual nickname. Ami, the handsome one. Shapir Noah, Rashi says, that's his nickname. Ami Shapir Noah, and the Gilgamesh Hasher says maybe elsewhere he's called Ami Vardi Noah. So Ami Shapir Noah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Eino gove mishar nachasim. You cannot collect from anything else. The field was flooded, tough luck on the Malveh. Vavua de Shmuel Amar gove mishar nachasim. And the father Shmuel said, no, he can't be gove. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mishum da Ami Shapir Noahu, Omer Shmaita de lo Shapirin, somewhat sarcastic, because he's Shapir Noah, he says something that is not Shapir. To Targim Shmaita, I think what he means is, to Amar Le lo Ye Lechapiro Nelemizu. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, it must be that Ami Shapir Noah's statement is only about what we called before, an Aputiki Mefurash, where he says, you could only collect from this. Where he makes it exclusive. That's where we say that he cannot collect from anything else if it's flooded. But if it's Stam Apotiki, like we said earlier, of course you can. Tanya Mihachi, the Braisa also supports this understanding. Ha'oseh sadeyu apotiki la'acher, v'shatva nahar, gove mishar nachasim. You could generally collect from other nachasim. V'im amar lo ye l'chapiron ela mizu, eino gove mishar nachasim. But if he makes it an apotiki muforosh, you can't collect from anything else besides this. Eino gove mishar nachasim. Then he cannot collect from other nachasim. So, in other words, there is no machlokas between Ami Shapir Noah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Avua de Shmuel. They're talking about different types of apotikis. Fine. Tanya Idach, finishing up now. Ha'osa sadeo apotiki labalchov uliksubas isha. If somebody makes their field an apotiki for a creditor or for ksubas isha, go be mishar nachasim. They're allowed to collect from anything. Collect from anything, even not this. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, balchov go be mishar nachasim. Isha in a go be mishar nachasim. Isha automatically it turns into an apotiki mefurash. Why? Shein darka shalisha lachazra al bati dinim. A woman doesn't go out and collect in public and looking for other properties to collect from. So the umdana is that only this will be what she collects from. Good. So that takes us through being Meshachwer Avadim. Now we get into the next Mishnah, which has a lot of action. Says the Mishnah, Mishachetzi Eved v'chetzi ben Chorin. What if you have an Eved who's half and half? Half free, half Eved. How do you have that? He had two masters, and one of them freed him, one of them didn't. And now he's stuck. Why is he stuck? Well, according to Beis Hillel, he's not stuck. Ovid es rabo yom echad, ves asmo yom echad, divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, no problem. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, he'll work for himself. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he'll work for his master. And everything's good. He'll work for each other separately, the different days. Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Yom, Beis Shammai says, okay, that's fine regarding the work. But what about his married life? You fix his master. The master's not losing anything now because he's getting half the work. But what about the Eved himself? Lisa Shivcha Efshar Shekva Chesio Ben Chorin. To marry a Shivcha, he can't. It's impossible. He's half Ben Chorin, so he can't marry a Shivcha. Bas Chorin Efshar Shekva Chesio Eved. Bas Chorin, he can't marry a free girl. Why? Because he's half Eved. So what's he supposed to do? Yivatel. What, not to get married at all? V'halo nivra, lo nivra, ha'ola, melo, l'peri yivarivya. The world was created for Purivu, to fulfill Purivu, Shenamar, Lo So Bara, Lashevis Yisara. But because the Pasuk says, Lo So Bara, Lashevis Yisara, to populate the world was created. Ela, Bebetikana Olam. So what do we do in this case? Beis Shammai says, Kofin is Rabo, the one master that's left, you force him to free his Eved, Ose Oso Ben Chorin. You make him a Ben Chorin, Vekosiv Shtar, Achati Damav, and the Eved writes a Shtar on half of his value to the Rav that he still owes to. And the Mishnah ends off, V'chazru Beis Hillel, Lahoros K'divrei Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel ended up going like Divrei Beis Shammai. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like that makes sense. We feel bad for the Eved. So therefore, Beis Hillel ultimately retracted and followed Beis Shammai. Good. First, let's get to the Tosfos on the bottom, Vamed Aleph. Tosfos says, why don't we say the principle here of Asi Dochalos Asay? Tosfos asks. First, Tosfos asks let's just go through the straight, because we'll get, the first question of Tosfos we'll get to soon. Let's do the second question of Tosfos on the third line of Tosfos. V'yim Tomar, V'leisi Asay de Puravu, V'lidchi de Lav Lo Yekadesh. Why don't we say Asi Dochalos Asay? There's an Isser of a Ben Chorin living with a Bat, with a Shifcha. So, Lo Yekadesh, Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi, Onkelus Rabban, what that pasuk means, but let's assume that it means marrying an Eved, like it says here. So why don't we see Asid Chalos Asay? So Tosfos has two answers, basic Yisodos in Asid Chalos Asay. V'yesh Lomar, Dahacha, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, Aydei Kfiyah. Number one here, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, right? You could do both. You don't have to. But when do you say Asid Chalos Asay? Only when there's Ein Breira. When there's no choice, you have Mila Bitsaras, you have whatever the case is of Asi Dochalos Asay, you have the cases of Tzitzis and Shatnez, you have Yibum and Isser of Eishes Ach, so those are impossible otherwise. But here, you could just free, there's a choice, so therefore you can't use Asi Dochalos Asay, which points to the Dechia approach to Asi Dochalos Asay, not the Hutra, even though it's not Mukhrach to say that. Va'od, second answer of Tosfos, Dechimi Akra Lav, Lo Mekayim Asay. It's not what we call Be'idna. It's not at the same moment. Asi Dochalos Asay requires Be'idna. At the moment you're violating, you're also doing a mitzvah. Ella Bigmar Bia, Dechazi Lehisaber. Right, when's the mitzvah? The mitzvah's later on. Bigmar Bia, Dechazi Lehisaber. And when's the Isser? Maybe Tchilas Bia, right? It's not at the same time. Why does the first day not say that? Maybe the first day says, that's enough Be'idna for us, as Tosfos says in other places. If it's all one long process, it's all okay. Va'od, and number three, says Tosfos, Debidida Leka Asay, Dafilu Mifkada Efshala Bikayotseba. Right, what do you mean? Regarding her, she's not Mitzuv in Puravu, and therefore, It is not an option. Interesting, the middle answer of Tosfos. Tosfos says it's not beidna. Why? Bigmar bia dechazi lehisaber. Only bigmar bia. The Menachas Chinuch talks about this in Mitzvah Aleph, in the Mitzvah Purivu, where he talks about when does one fulfill the Mitzvah Purivu. We'll talk about that more soon also. But Tosfos, the Menachas Chinuch is bothered by the issue of Mitzvah Haba Bavera, which also is usually beidna at the same time. He's bothered, why do we paskin that one is yotze the mitzvah puravu al yidei leidas mamzer? V'zez makvar k'shesi, d'lama yotze dechova v'alo avi mitzvah babavera. Mitzvah babavera, many of you showed him, say, you're not even yotze the mitzvah. So he says, because it's not beidna. V'yishavti, I explained, the mitzvah ba'avera, lo havi ela im b'shas ha-mitzvah, ose gamken avera, if it's at the same time, de be'esrog ha-gozol, b'shas ha-natila, over al v'heshev ha-sakzela. If I stole an esrog, so I'm still stealing it as I use it for the mitzvah. Zeo mitzvah ba'avera. Aval im b'shas ha-mitzvah leka avera klal. If at the time of the mitzvah there is no avera, kigon shehotzi matzah mirshas yachol shazarabim, I carried matzah through the street, dibishas, and now I have it in my house, so there's no more avera being done. Now it's in my house. I used an avera to get it here, but there's no avera being done right now, so that's not called mitzvah baba avera. So do here also. Nehi da mitzvah shel abanim ba'a al yedei averas debias iser. Yes, the avera was terrible. It was debias iser. Mikal makom. What's the mitzvah? Hamitzvah zaseh haynu habanim. V'habi'ila hirak hechsher mitzvah. D'yef shebelozeh. And therefore, because it's out at the same time, prove the mitzvah, prove it was later, so that is why one is not, was not a problem. And he ends up just with a hashkafic exclamation. He still, b'lav achi tzarechin, I still find it hard to believe. Eich yotzi dechovaso beben kazesh emar bepsulim b'Yisrael. Right, I don't understand, even though halachically I worked it out, but misvara, it still bothers him, says the Menchas Chinuch. See here, that also, there, the Menchas Chinuch is even mechalik between later on when the child is born. Here, Tosfos at least says even sof bia is separate than what we would, what we would allow. Either way, that is one point in Tosfos. But then we have Tosfos and Amud Beis. Tosfos and Amud Beis, where Tosfos asks the obvious question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, how could we not let him get married? What about, the world was only created for Puravu, Shenemar? What would we expect the Pasuk, the Mishnah, to say? Call me the Pasuk Puravu. The Mishnah says, what do you mean? He's having Puravu, Shenemar? And he calls the Pasuk in Yishayo. Lo so bara, lo sheves yitzara. To populate the world was created. Lo sheves is a mitzvah derabanan. To have, even after one has a boy and a girl, which we paskin is the mitzvah daraisa of Puravu, and the poskim say it's that a boy and a girl, and they produce a boy and a girl also, the poskim explain that in Yevamis. But either way, why don't you quote the main pasuk, Puravu, which is the mitzvah daraisa? So Tosfos gives three answers here. Dibur maskal lo. Hadlo nochad krad to Puravu, Mishum, number one. Di have a yachol kayim sheves kol duhu, Mishum mitzvahs Puravu, lo ave kaifinan lei. V'hacha kaifinan lei. Says Tosfos, were it not, the Tosfos said this also on Amud Aleph. If you would have been able to fulfill Lasheves as an Eved, then we would not have freed him just because of Puravu. Wow. Why is that? What's the difference between Puravu and Lasheves? Right, they're both mitzvos, right? So what, you're going to say Ones? Ones Ragona Patres, so say Ones by both of them. Say it's an Ones. So why Dafka, what's the difference? So this is where Rabbi Yosef Engel comes along and gives us a beautiful insight. In Asvin Daraisa, in Klal Yud Gimel, he talks about the chiluk that's similar to what we would call Ben Adam HaMakom and Ben Adam HaChavero. His focus is a little more, though, on result-oriented mitzvos and maisa-oriented mitzvos. You have Esrog, you have Lulav, that's a maisa-oriented mitzvah. You have Bikur Cholim, you have Nichum HaVeilim, you have something like that. That's more of a result-oriented mitzvah. Or the mitzvahs of Pursume Nisa, result-oriented mitzvah. You have to have the nes. So you have to publicize the nes. So explain the Asvin Daraisa. When do you say that if I'm ba'ones and I cannot fulfill a mitzvah, Hashem will give me the credit as if I did it? When do you say that? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you can only say that ones rachmana patri and kilu kiyem if it's a mitzvah that's maisa oriented. Hashem could say, okay, you didn't have enough money for an esrog, fine. I'll consider it as if you shook the esrog. But if I'm on my way to the hospital to visit somebody and my car breaks down or I get stuck in traffic and I don't end up going, Hashem can't say it's as if you did it. You don't get punished for it, but you can't say as if you did it if a result has to be achieved and there was no result achieved. And therefore, Hashem's not going to be upset about you, but you can't say that it is going to be as if you did it. D'yesh lachriya pesher dover, d'pluk tazu, d'yesh beiz mine mitzvahs, achas mitzvahs shemin adam l'makom levat, u'bazeh hasvara nosenes, d'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'bet shunyim ber Yosef, u'mechayiv achas misha yochol l'kayim ha-mitzvah, v'anus einu mechuyiv klau. He says it not only, maybe a little differently than I'm saying it, not that it's as if you did it, but there's no even chiyuv that goes unfulfilled. There's no chiyuv in this case. Or, mitzvah shvarda machaveiro, there is a chiyuv, but you just can't fulfill it. Asiyas makeh, prias balchov, du mitzat toelas chaveiro bevadai. Lo nomar, bekamozeh, demu anis, en yochol lasos makeh, she'en adavar ba'atzmuso, v'tzorach lios, devadai nisrach v'nisrachu. Balchov, you have to pay up. V'chulu. L'fizeh, that's what he says. That's the difference between Maisa versus Totsah. But then comes his Chiddush. Maybe that's the difference between Puravu and Lasheves. Puravu is more, it's not Ben Adam L'Makom L'Chavero, obviously, but Puravu is more of a Maisa oriented. The act of having children, just to have the children. So there, we could have said, Ones Rachmana, the Torah is Ones, it's like between you and Hashem, and it's as if you did it, or there's no Chiyuv. The Chiyuv disappears. That's Puravu, and that's why, if it would have just been Puravu, we would not have forced this Eved, he says, Pshat and Tosfos, to force the master to free his Eved. But Lasheves is a result-oriented mitzvah. Lasheves is populating the earth. So if you don't populate the earth, you didn't do it. It's an unfulfilled chiyuv, and for that we would force the master. Avo bekra de lo so baral shavas yitzara gila hakasiv de tachlis haolam shetehe miyusheves mi bnei adam v'yem kein mizeh hakasiv noda sheishchiyuv al kol adam avor tikin haolam lifros v'lirbos. You could even say this is megala on the puravu. That's how I'm reading it now. That maybe Lasheves itself is then Megala what Puruvu really is. If you only had Puruvu itself, so then you would say it's Maisa oriented. But this is Megala on what Puruvu really is, and therefore that's why it says Puruvu Shenemar Lasheves. Unbelievable. And that is why that's the pshat of Tosfos here in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. Tosfos, though, gives two other answers. Can't forget them. Number two, Inami, says Tosfos. On the fourth line, Nakat Haikra Mishum de Muchacha de Mitzvah Rabbahi. Puruvu is a Mitzvah Rabbah. Mitzvah Rabbah quotes that Pasuk to prove that it is a Mitzvah Rabbah. Again, that it's Megala. The whole world was created for this. Lo Tobra, Lo Shevet Yisara. That's Megala, that Puruvu is something unbelievable. Just read the Pasuk in Chumash. I have children. But this Pasuk reflects on his great nature. Nakat Haikra Mishum de Muchacha de Mitzvah Rabbah. He, it is a mitzvah rabba. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, why do we get married? Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, Evena Ezer, Simin Aleph, Chayev Al Kol Adam, Lisa Isha Kidei Lifros Velirbos, V'chol Mishen Osek V'peri Yivarivya, Kilu Shofir Damim, Umayet Asatmus, V'goron Lushkinish of the Salakim Yisrael. The purpose of getting married, major purpose, is to have children. Obviously to build a family, the relationship, but to have children. That's why it's a very serious issue when a couple gets married and they're not ready to have children yet. It's a very serious issue. They have to speak to a Rav at that point, because that's the first halach in Eved Ezer. Chayiv Adam Lisa Isha K'day Lifros V'lirbos. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simon Aleph, he notes that Puruvu was given when the Adam and Chava were created, and also after the Mabel, and Lasheves, right, we have in Yeshayahu. Why? Ube'esha galu Yisrael abavel, shalach lema navi Yirmiyo, kuchu nashim olidu banu abanos, he quotes another pasuk in Yirmiyo. Why? Klomar, to tell us, al tomru, don't say, says Hashem, through Yirmiyo to us. Kivach anachnu begalus lama lano laharbo zera. No, don't say, oh, why, we're in galus now. No, ela atem mechuyavim lazos amitzvah kechol asher tziv Hashem alokeinu. Vashem yaseh banu kirtzono. Yeah, sometimes things might be difficult, but you have to have the kids. V'lachein, and that's why, and under any all circumstances. And he quotes the Gemara, brachas daf yud, the Chizkiyahu HaMelech even saw in, with his Ruach HaKodesh, that he would have a terrible Russia child, and Yishayahu HaNavi comes to him and says, it's not your business. Badi kafshi rachman alam alach. Right, you have to do what you are commanded in, and the rest is atu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, at my demifka the zibay lechalam evit. So you see the godless of Puruvu, even under such circumstances. And he ends off a chalashari below isha, according to the Chazals, shari below simcha, below bracha, below tova, below shalom, below torah, below choma, below nikra adam klau. Shneamar zachar nekeva bra'am vayikra shmam adam de ish below isha who plag guf. Right, if you don't have a family, it's like a half a mensch, half a person. And that's why we have to get married to be able to have a family. Obviously, having children is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, if people can get married, want to have children, and try to have children, and it doesn't work. That's true. That's why the Mefarshim explained that the six questions we're going to be asked, Shabbos Lamed Aleph, one of them is Asakta Bepiri Verivya, not Kiyamta Bepiri Verivya, because the Kiyam is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asek, Asakta, that is in our hands. We could at least try. And there's a lot, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the Gavos of Puruvu, and the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Noach talks about it. A lot here. But then the third answer Tosfos gives, in the name of the Rivam, Tosfos says that Lasheves is Shayech Af Bitzad Avdus. Avo Puruvu Lo Shayech Ela Bitzad Cheirus. Okay, that's why he quotes the Lasheves as well. One final discussion on the Mishnah, and then we'll continue, and that's also in the next Tosfos. Tosfos says, we force the master to free the Eved. What about, and we've asked this three times already in different contexts over the last couple of days, Chatei b'shvil shi'iska chavirecha, the master violates lo'ilem hem tavodu to help out the Eved. Don't we say in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos that you don't say that principle? So all the Rishonim have different answers. Tosfos here says, well, maybe over there it's different because the guy himself was poshea. He put the food into the oven. So that's why you don't have to violate for telling that over here. He wasn't Boshea. Or maybe here, the Ritva's Lashon is here, it's Anus. Here he's Anus. That's why you have to help him. Or the Ramban at the beginning of Shabbos there says, over there there's an option. He can bring a carbon afterwards. Here he's just going to be stuck. Right? He can't get married. So various suggestions to that issue. Okay, let's now continue the Gemara. Gemara Tanu Rabbana, Namashachar Chatzi Avdo. Can somebody free half their slaves? We had this earlier once, back on Daf Chaf Gimel. But here is the main sugya. If somebody tries to be Mashachar half their Eved, right? We spoke about an Eved that has this status, two masters. But what about one master, one Eved? He wants to be Mashachar half of him. Rebbe Amar Kana V'chamoim Lo Kana. Machlokes. So now we have a machlokes about the machlokes. Amar Rabba, machlokes bishtar. The machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim is only if somebody tries to be mishachrer his half his eved bishtar. The Rebbe savar based on the psukim by Shivcha Harufa, which is a machlokes tanam. What exactly it is, we'll assume Shivcha Harufa is somebody who is again a shivcha that is mu'ureses to an Eved Ivri. The Rebbe Savar, and the Torah says there's no Chiyav Misa there. There's Malkus, there's a Karban, but there's no Chiyav Misa, right? Asham Shivcha Harufa. The Rebbe Savar, Vafte lo neftaso, chuf shalo nitan lo. That's the Pasuk. The first phrase is allusion to Kesef. Hafte lo neftaso. Pidyon always means money. O chuf shalo nitan lo. So that means Shtar. So we compare. The Pasuk compares Makish Shtar le Kesef. Ma kesef, ben kula ben chesio, the Eved could pay half his way out, or his whole way out. Av shtar nami ben kula ben chesio, so to the Hekesh and the Pasuk, shtar also, we compare that, he could also pay half his way out, not pay, he could get half freed or fully freed. For Rabbanan Gamri, no, lala meisha. The Rabbanan have a gzeirah shava, we compare shtar shechra to a marriage, to gerushin. Ma isha chesio lo, a woman can't be half divorced, av Eved nami chesio lo. So the machlokes, according to Rabba, is by shtar. Avo b'kesef divrei akol kana. But everybody agrees that the Eved could pay half his way out. Peduya v'ena peduya. Right? That's what the pasuk means. He could pay half his way out. Period. The Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha here. He doesn't answer it, which is a very strong question. The Achronim try to answer it. He says, how could you, I think we related to this once also before, how can it be that a shtar is going to work to free half an Eved? Remember, you need the magical principle of Bon Ke'echad. He's Kona himself, and at the same time, he's holding on to the shtar, which is now in his Rishus. You can't have Bon Ke'echad by a half an Eved, can you? Half of him still belongs to the master. So how do you have Bon Ke'echad by half? See, he doesn't answer it. He just says, Sarachi, and how it could work by shtar. So they have to figure out a way. But now let's continue. So says the Gemara, that's the first day of Rabbah. So Leima Baka Mifliki. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas then, according to Rabbah, between them? Demar Savar Hekesha Adifa, Umar Savar Gzereshava Adifa. So Machlokas, which is Adif? Do you go by the Hekish, comparing Kesef and Shtar, or do you go by the Gzereshava, comparing Get Shtar Shichrur and Get Isha? It's a fascinating Machlokas. And the Gemara answers, lo, because each one, Rashi here explains, and the other he shown him, what would make one stronger than the other? But let's first do the answer. Lo, tekuliyam, gzereshava, adifa. Our Gemara ends up saying, no, gzereshava is adif. Rashi says, gzereshava, you have to have a misora for. It's very strong. Vishaini hacha, dika lemifrach. The problem here is, gzereshava is usually adif. But here the shaila is that the parallel in the other context doesn't exist. You can't compare to Isha because she doesn't have a gerushin through Kesef. So even if you say Gzereshav is strong, maybe the Hekesh here will win out. Tosfos discusses on the bottom to Kuli Alma that in Zvachim it seems like Hekesh is Adif. So it really seems like both have uniquenesses. Which is the one stronger? Which is the one is as if here Rashi says Gzereshav is as if it's Mefurish Bikra. Elsewhere, Hekesh is considered Mefurish Bikra. Those are two of, let's say it this way, two of the strongest of the Yud Gimel, of the Yud Gimel Midos. So that is all, though, number one. All number one, Rabba and Rav Yosef. So now we have Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, Amar Machlokes, B'Kesef. The Machlokes is about Kesef. Machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether it could be halfway, that's by Kesef. The Rebbe Savar v'hafte lo niftasa, peduya v'ena peduya. Because Rebbe holds that comparison. You compare the two, and it works. For Rabbanan Savar, no, Dibra Torah, Kol Hashem B'nei Adam, really, b'shivcha gemura. Really, it's talking about a full shivcha, not a half and half. and therefore you can't bring any raias. Aval b'shtar devri akol lo kana, like the Pnei Yeshua's problem, right? If it's everybody would agree that it doesn't work by a shtar. So Meisve, I'll ask you a question. It seems mafurish. Hamishachar chatzi avdo b'shtar. Rabbi Yehuda kana v'chamurim lo kana. So tiyufta, Rabbi Yosef tiyufta. It's beferish kasha and Rabbi Yosef, right? Because here this brisa says beferish that one can. The machlokas is by shtar, and Rav Yosef says everybody agrees shtar is no good. So the Gemara says b'shtar would the pligi aval b'kesef lo pligi. Meaning, is the Brisa saying only by shtar is it a machlokas, but by kesef there isn't? Lema devit yiftu Rav Yosef b'tarti, and it's a machlokas by both. The Gemara says no. Amalachar Rav Yosef pligi b'shtar vod the b'kesef. Rav Yosef might say, okay, I got knocked out halfway, but I'm not knocked out fully. Rather, machlokas can be by both. The reason that the machlokas is formulated by shtar is to tell me the koach of Rebbe, that even in shtar, Rebbe says you can be mishachar chatzi avdo. So why don't you say the opposite? Say kesef, and that would teach me the koach of the rabbana, that even by kesef it does not work halfway. Koach de'atera adiflei. No, it's always better to say koach de'atera, as Rashi says at the beginning of Beitza, because anybody can be machmir. If you don't know the halacha, you're machmir. But koach de'atera, you have to really know to give a heter, and therefore, that's why it's always better, koach de'atera adiflei. Good. Tashma. Also trying to bring a proof for Yosef, Rabba, in the machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Tashma v'haftei. Right, that the woman is semi-redeemed. Yachol lakol, you might think that she is meshechreres, and we're talking about a total arusa, and still there's no chiyav misa. Tamalama lo neftasa. No, you can't say that. It means that there's semi, right? If she was really fully an arusa, then you would be chayavis misa. Lo neftasa. Ilo neftasa yachol lakol. If she is not redeemed, you might think she is totally a shivcha. Tamalama v'havta, hakesa p'tuya v'ene p'tuya. Right, it's a middle status. Bekesef, ubeshava kesef, and we know this could be created. She could go out lecheiris bekesef or beshava kesef. Ein liyela bekesef. Bishtar minayin. How do you know that she could go free through with the shtar also? Tamalomar vafdelo nifta. So chuf shalonitan la ula halanu omer v'kasa la sefer krisus. So we compare the la malahalan bishtar avkan bishtar. This is all a brisa. Ein liyela chesia bekesef o kula bishtar. This brisa proves that you could do partial with kesef, as we know that works, or kula bishtar chesia bishtar. As we had earlier, so this is all the brisa. So it seems to say that it all works. So Bish, the mother of Yosef, Basar di Tosav, Hamani Rebbe, he, Rav Yosef would say this whole brisa reflects the shita of Rebbe, who says that you are Yotze lechatsa'in by both. And that's what the maskana of the brisa is. And that is Rav Yosef's view. Elal Rabba, Reisha Devri Yaakov, Vesefa Rebbe. But according to Rabba, everybody agrees in the Reisha, everybody agrees according to Rabba that Bekesef it could be Meshach Rechatzi. So the first case of the Brisa is according to everybody in the Sefer, is like Rebbe. Armalacha Rabba, yeah, it could be Reisha Devri Yaakov, Vesefa Rebbe. Or Ravashi Amar Rebbe. No, Ravashi would say, even Rav Yosef would say that this Brisa is reflecting the Shita of Rebbe. You're right, the Rabbanan agree in the first case, but you don't have to say that, oh, the Reisha is even according to the Rabbanan. This is reflecting the Shita of Rebbe, while the Rabbanan would agree in that case, but they don't have to be mentioned there. Okay, we'll have to stop by the word Ella, by the Shem. We'll continue, by the Shem, next time with these jam-packed dafim.